Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to episode 2 of the Brick Cave Podcast. I'm going to introduce myself, go by the name Big Dog, Boogie D, Hot 104.1, Smash Radio, Monday to Friday, 9 to 2 a.m.
Miss Pooh, Smash Radio, and Misbehaving with Miss Pooh.
I am DJ Sir Thurl, all over the world, the official party starters in the building.
Right here.
Okay. And we also do DTL Radio on DTLRadio.fm on the app every Friday night. So, the Brick Cave Podcast, rule number one, this is named after Albert, who passed away. So, we always begin the show with a shot to Brick. Sponsored by Effin' Vodka. Shout out to 50 Cent. So everybody get your effin', take a shot. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good. We had a lot of shots tonight because we all been kind of drinking since Tuesday night when Hillary Clinton did not win the presidency. Mm-hmm. Donald J. Trump, president-elect troll. You know, bottom line is we want to talk about not just Donald winning and how he won, but where we feel in between the four of us where the country's going to be going starting January 20th, when that is the official last day of President Barack Obama. I'm just going to say this, coming from New York, knowing about the history of Donald Trump ain't never been good. Donald Trump has been known to be all about keeping people from renting in his buildings. I'm talking about blacks, Hispanics. Also, the Central Park Five, Donald Trump was viciously getting those black youth that turned out to be innocent to get them the death penalty and all kind of foul shit against them. So Donald Trump ain't never really been qualified to be president to me. I can say the only time I really liked Donald Trump was WrestleMania 4 and 5 as a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. But, you know, outside of that, this is like the wildest day to me to say that I'm going to be living in a world where Donald fucking Trump is president. I don't even know how to function right now. But I do believe that Tuesday night, the world that we knew died. And I'm going to say this from this standpoint, not from that there's racist white people in America or there's sexism in America. Yeah, that shit ain't never went away. But the moral fiber that we've been taught to follow a moral code and also to be the president, you're supposed to be better than us. You're supposed to be somebody we should aspire to. Ain't shit about Donald Trump unless you want to sniff coke, cheat on your wife, be a wild ass motherfucker. That's Donald
Wear
Trump.
Wear toupees.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to say
is
this.
Is he rich though?
He say he rich. Won't show his tax returns. Don't know what he got left. But I'm going to say this though. We have lost the millennials. The millennials right now, I think, are disenfranchised. That's just my opinion. I'm not a millennial. Ms. Pooh is. Plus is. They can speak better than that. But they already been kind of checking out. I don't know how they come back when now you got a guy in the presidency and you got a first lady that's a male or a bride. I can see her titties all on the ground.
Yeah. As a millennial,
you know what I'm saying?
As a millennial who hasn't checked out because I'm very
straight,
smart
you can see him.
And intelligent. Yeah, you can see him. Google him.
And she got a finger in the twat.
Nasty. Yeah, she's a hoe. But anyway. So, as a millennial, I truly feel like...
I don't want to see the phone.
I feel like...
Pull it up.
Google it.
Nah, I'm good.
Google it.
Nah, you want to see it, B?
I'll pass.
She's a bad male older, though. I ain't going to front on that. She bad, though.
Anyway, as a millennial, I truly feel like...
That
has not checked out. I think that... I agree that a lot of them have checked out, and I do feel like they are now feeling like it's okay to be crazy, to not give a damn, to say what they want, to do what they want, to not invest, to not do the things that...
What are you doing, security, JR?
Love security.
Go sit your ass down.
I mean, can you go secure the door or something? What the fuck are you doing?
Security is just fucking up my rotation. I ain't...
Because he's sweet on you.
But can you keep...
I don't give a damn.
Continue what you were saying because I was really into it.
Okay, all right. So as a millennial... Myself, I'm 24.
Really? You're a millennial?
I don't even think I'm a millennial. I'm 24. I think
yeah,
I'm a little above.
You're at the edge of millennials.
As a 24-year-old single woman with no goddamn kids, I feel like, because I'm crazy. I feel like, yes, my age bracket has not...
We ain't never really met a boyfriend
no
or we
possibles.
Have no clue.
Ain't no possibles. Oh, I feel like...
How mad will you be if Roe v. Wade get overturned?
Can I talk about real fucking life right now? I feel like, you know, that they have checked out. And I think now that this is their, I guess, way of saying, okay, it's okay to just be fucking whatever. Shit, Trump president, we out here. Like, they already are off the fucking leash. Not in a super bad way, but I do think that now it's okay. You have the leader, you have the role model of the country who's nuts. So why can't we be nuts? Why can't we knock her?
I'm not finna sit up here and blame this on the millennials. I don't think.
I'm blaming it on them.
I don't think she is either. I don't think she's blaming it on millennials.
I just think
Boogie kicked that off.
I didn't blame it on them. I said they checked out.
But I'm saying the utmost role model that you have or you're supposed to have outside of celebrities and whatnot, the president of the United States, if he is a goddamn fool, why do I even have to be of any stature? Why do I have to be of any stature? I mean, why should I care about any fucking thing? Or you have those ones, they looking at the fucking nudes, y'all. They looking at the nudes. Nasty asses.
Got a thing all up that twat.
That's a damn shame. Nasty ass.
That's your first lady, people.
We just passing around first lady nudes.
She community service, man.
I just think that there's no reason to care about any stature these days unless you have those people that get motivated by it. Like, well, wow, I don't have any qualifications to do anything, but I'm going to do it. Because it could go both ways.
I
you can have a motherfucker that's like, oh, I ain't got nothing, da, 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 but I want to be president. And they really going to go for it.
But let me ask you a question. I see where we at right now, though. Ain't nobody got to do nothing to get on.
Hell
and that's
no.
The problem. If you a chick like Black China, go fuck a rapper. Bam, I'm on.
Or just go fuck a
Karrueche. Who the fuck is Karrueche? I fuck Chris Brown. Tell me what Karrueche can do, A+.
Gucci Mane.
Keep going.
Keep on. Oh,
there's plenty of them out there. It's
Keisha Mayor, Amber Rose.
Oh,
that's my point. So what are we saying?
Kim Kardashian.
So what are we saying? If you ain't got if you ain't really got to put no effort or nothing, and also you can just get on the gram and become a gram star. So if you ain't got to really do no work, that's what I'm saying. Like nobody has the value of trying to earn a dollar. They like I ain't got to really. Go hard.
I just gotta
figure out if I got a fat ass or if I know how to do something sexy on the ground.
And if I don't, I'm gonna go plump this shit up.
A+.
Hey.
What was you getting ready to say, bro? I mean, I gotta butt in sometimes to give you a chance to talk.
That's fucked up.
Because security usually do it, but he ain't on his job tonight, so.
Looking at these nudes about First Lady, she all on the ground.
Didn't I just ask for A+'s opinion? Come on,
and bitch. I love white people, but she's a nasty. She ain't even white. She's like,
so A+. Like I was saying, dog. What do you have to say, man?
If I gave a paper too.
You know, I think people trying to figure out how this happened. You know what I'm saying? I think people are just figuring out, especially on Wednesday.
What you mean?
It was interesting, man. We went to Hooters. Oh my God.
You were at Hooters debating the debate.
No, the next day.
Like Wednesday.
For the celebration of the white man.
First off, we pulled into the parking lot. And you know, like bobblehead, somebody put bobblehead.
It was all out. Fucking dusty trucks out there, wasn't it?
Some pickups. You know, like some bad. It was like, you know, in the back of the like window where you put your bobbleheads in the window.
Oh, yeah, it was a bobblehead. Hillary
what kind of pickups? I mean, are we talking about Dodge Rams or like, give me an example.
Toyota.
How many Confederate flags did you see, my son?
I just saw the Hillary and the pinstripes, man. The jail stripes, excuse me, not pinstripes. But it just, I want to say.
So they're selling Hillary.
Let them get it out. Let them get it out.
I mean, y'all ain't talking because y'all don't let me get shit out.
Let them get it out.
Damn. Basically, what I'm trying to say is this, man. How we're feeling right now is how they were feeling in 2008. So just think about that.
Good point.
Because like that. I was thinking the same thing. A+.
Yeah.
It's two sides of this country, man. Yeah. And if you got to understand, it's some people that didn't grow up like you grew up and can look at the same thing you're looking at, but have a different side to it.
Absolutely.
And that's crazy.
Absolutely. That's insanity. But that's what racism. That's what xenophobia. That's what gender and class. Well, you know. You know, schisms are deuces.
But could it be just how you just grew up, though? Could it be that?
Absolutely.
I'm from the hip-hop generation.
That's
all
I'm the base. Yeah, so, I mean, that's
so
what it is.
I'm supposed to feel some sort of way for white America that's done had everything their way and catered to them. Man, nah, stop.
I'm not saying feel a certain type of way.
It's two groups that stood up in large, you know, for this election and for this to wait for it to go the way it did. One is what we all talked about for the past couple of days, rural America. You know, we're talking about the forgotten ones, the ones that lost their jobs.
Uneducated ones.
People call you uneducated.
Show fucking problem, you stupid.
Older people over 45 came out in large numbers, haven't seen in years. So that's one part of it. Then the second part are the educated white people, man, who didn't have a candidate. They felt they didn't have somebody, or they felt like they wanted to go with Trump because they quote unquote wanted a change and see he wanted to be the change that they wanted to see. So that's like Thurl said, man. They're looking at it from two different
I did see a couple of interviews, like, after the fact, they went around asking people who actually did not vote for Trump that were in a Democratic area but got, you know, obviously Trump is president. They said that they believe a lot of people were voting for him because they were tired of the people that are beating around the bush, like Hillary. They was ready for something real.
I'm going to say this because I'm going to keep sincere for you, Ms. Pooh.
What?
White people are fucked up because they feel they should be running the fucking world.
Not all white people, dog.
Okay,
white
okay, 90%
quit making a generalization, man.
But let me say this, and I really took mental note of this on Tuesday.
Because I was on Chambers and this white lady asked
gas prices, even though the president does not set gas prices. But what the president, but when you have things working, your gas prices is low because there's confidence in what's going on in the country.
Okay,
because
I put 15 on three. My shit got right? full.
So when I looked at gas prices, and I'm seeing the number one, which I haven't seen in a long time. Because if you think about it, 7 years ago, gas was hitting the $4, $5 and all that. Also, when I looked at my 4K, because I looked at it, I looked at my bank account. I said, shit, I got money in my pocket. Shit is popping. Barack Obama brought us back. And the fact is, he brought everybody back. He didn't bring people back. No, that's bullshit.
I'm just trying to tell you.
I'm keeping it real.
There's obviously people who didn't.
There's
always going to be poor people in the world. It's levels to this shit.
It's capitalism.
Quote Meek Mill. It's always been levels to this shit.
Let me explain.
Everybody sitting in this room right now in the Brick Cave podcast, none of us come from fucking money. None
of
us come from wealth.
What I'm saying is we all got our asses up.
However the cards were dealt to us from VA, from fucking St. Louis, from New York, from wherever the fuck we started from, we all got our shit together. So here's what I'm saying. That's the fucking American dream. The American dream, man.
We was in a peaceful place. You gotta
do what you gotta do. So when people say people are stupid, you're stupid because you wanna be stupid. That's my fucking point. I'm not here to feel sorry for you because you fucking stupid. You fucking stupid because you want to be stupid. I come from the fucking gutter. Though you come from the gutter. Plus come from the gutter. Ain't none of that shit held us the fuck down. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the gutter.
Same shit, nigga. So what I'm basically saying is, we ain't stupid. We didn't allow that to keep us where the fuck we is. We all come from the hood shit. We all know about drugs. We all know about motherfuckers getting murdered.
Hopefully
and we didn't hold that down.
Fire in people's ass.
Come on,
because
man.
People cannot sit around and play no fucking more.
Book, I know what you're speaking to. And these are people that he's talking about. And I mean, it's kind of general, but I know I'm speaking for what he's saying. Is like the people that talking about that spoke up for Trump, they have like, you know, low paying jobs. He's saying that, look, they need to, and you know, enlighten themselves, basically. They're fucking
absolutely dumb
for being in the same position. That's what he's
saying. But it's just true. It's true in general. If you want to be something, just do it. It ain't nobody holding you fucking back. You don't have no excuses at the same damn time.
That went away from them. That's the backbone. That's what they relied on for generations in these people's families.
Shit changes, homie. The world changed.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what they're thinking talking about these jobs coming back. I hope they're thinking about manufacturing jobs. They still have to probably learn a fucking trade they don't know today. So
I don't know
what they're banking on. I don't.
I understand shit changed, but I'm not finna sit up here and call my mother and my father stupid because that's all they knew how to do was manufacture.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what we said.
We're not talking about your mommy and daddy.
We're saying
you, me, Miss Pooh, JR Security, everybody was born into a certain world. Everybody was born into an economic situation, right? But you did not allow that to keep you from becoming one of the best DJs in St. Louis. You hustled. You didn't just say, I know how to mix. You became a cold-ass DJ.
Are you trying to say I'm just local?
Here we go.
He's trying to call me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck do we get local out of this? I mean, he said it's St. Louis. I'm like, I feel like I'm worldwide, baby.
Okay, you worldwide, Lugatti boy. But that's my point.
All right, that's better. Okay.
My point is, it doesn't. How you start is not how you finish.
Exactly.
Okay, my mom was born. When I was born, it was a certain economic situation. I got out of that. That's not blaming my mother. My mother wasn't a bad mom. What I'm basically saying is, people that are talking about like Van Jones and all that, I get what they're saying. But when you say uneducated or they not having a good life, it's like, yo, we all are born into the same shit. And none of us was born into money. So none of this, what we're saying is coming out, we legacy from wealth. We are the ones that are generating an opportunity for our kids. All I'm basically saying is, man, the president is not here to save you. No president is here to save you.
So why are we so pissed off then?
I'm not pissed. I wasn't pissed.
Oh, you wasn't pissed?
Hell no, I'm pissed that the bitch won.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's stop right there. So first off, we're going to break this down. We haven't got to the other group that made this possible. It may be larger than rural America. But let's stay on rural America for a second as JR Security just plays some shit. All right. So rural America. Rural America, that's what we're talking about right now. People that have been largely called unqualified, ignorant, and, you know, uneducated. That's the people that were galvanized and stoked their fires and talked about them. Obama, they're saying that Obama never came to their hood. They never spoke there. Because that's what this is a job. This president job is a vain job. It's a vanity job, right? That's where you go and you canvass across the country and you wear these hats and you speak and you talk to the heartland like Reagan did, like Bush did. They speak to their claims. They're saying that Obama, while he was speaking to us, wasn't speaking to them. That's why they had a large uprising on Tuesday. But so we talked about them. Let's talk about the educated motherfuckers, the ones who got a clue, the ones who voted for Obama twice. They flipped this year. That's the real reason why. He flipped a lot of blue states.
I'm going to tell you something that you and I talked about earlier, but we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that are from the military world
mm-hmm.
and just straight sexism could not vote for a woman.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, Ms. Poole, you had a stat about how many black people voted?
49% of Americans. You said 50. It's 49% of Americans did not vote at all.
Okay. Did not vote at all.
So let's say this. So about 59 million on each side, right? So it's what evens out about 120 million. They say about 300 million in the country. Let's just say for shit's sake.
Ain't no equal, bitch.
200 million registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Like, they never going to always turn out. It was low voter turnout this year for sure. But let's just say on the black side,
but at the end of the day, Hillary won off of the fucking popular vote.
Exactly.
Popular vote don't mean
I understand that, but what I'm saying is people that voted in general.
Let's break that down.
But I'm saying it's not that I don't understand that. It's not that I think that it means something. Yeah. I'm just saying that people who did vote, it's not like they didn't vote for her. They did.
Before we get to the educated side of the voters that voted for Trump, let's stick with this for a second, because there's a lot of talk in the streets right now. There's people protesting, talking about, you know, she won the popular vote. Do people want to do away with the Electoral College? Because America's gut, the Midwest and the South, who voted for Donald Trump, they put him in office, they would have a revolt if they did away with the Electoral College.
Donald Trump tweeted, when Obama won, the Electoral College is going to destroy America.
He said it's rigged.
It works both ways.
Yeah,
all right, but why was it created and what is it used for?
I don't know.
That's what a lot of people are asking now. A lot of people are asking.
This country was built by who? Wait, this country was built by who? It was created so if they needed it, they can be it.
They could use it.
Thank you. Come on, dog. It was created for a reason.
Barack Obama, it's always been two white men for president. So let's not put conspiracy theories in, because 8 years ago, this was before Obama, there was Electoral College.
Yeah, it's always
been two white men running for president.
Yeah.
And so, I guarantee you, the game of Monopoly has existed forever, right?
Yeah.
But you can come up with a new strategy to find out how to beat it. Am I right or wrong? Especially if you're the creator of the game.
Exactly.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm still not gonna rule out the Russians had something to do with it. I'm a conspiracy theorist, motherfucker.
That's why I did a paper.
There's some things tonight that just didn't make sense to me. Pennsylvania flipping and Wisconsin.
Exactly.
But if we're gonna live with these results,
which we have to,
all I'm simply saying is that the America that we knew Tuesday night, the politically correct, moral fiber, religious right, your entire argument is dead.
Yeah.
It is dead and gone because the guy that is assuming the office on January 20th is amoral, ain't religious, done everything under the sun, so you can't run that card right now.
You can't play the conservative card at all.
And I'm more concerned about is people in Miss Pooh's generation checking out. Look, I got a kid. I got to be checked in. Thurl, you got a kid. You got to be checked in. You see what I'm saying? Which means we got to be involved in this process.
We got about 8 kids.
Ms. I got Pooh's what Thugger said on that song. I need the money. I got hella kids.
Miss Plus and Pooh, they don't necessarily have to be checked in. They can just, you know what, sit it out like Colin Kaepernick.
But you know, I choose to be. As an individual, I choose to be. And I just feel like I'm one of those people that really want my people or my age range to fucking get it. I really do, truly.
And I'm just not quick to call people stupid. I know it's stupid people out there.
Shit.
But I'm just saying, shit. I know it's stupid people out there, but I'm not quick.
Fuel the movement. But
I don't like calling people stupid.
Because just because you're uneducated, don't mean you're stupid.
That's a code word for stupid, Thurl.
It's a lack of opportunity to get education. Let me finish.
I ain't say nothing.
Let me finish because you over here making like you about to go into a sermon. You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I'm saying everybody's able to pull themselves up, but if all you're surrounded around are uneducated people, how do you break through that? Like, you cannot tell. You said all of us came from the hood. All of us came from. But it was somebody or something in our lives that helped us break through. We couldn't do it on our own.
Got my hand up.
No.
Got my hand up.
We don't want to talk.
Because the new world we live in, you carry a library in your hand.
This is something I'm gonna say. I absolutely agree with you saying because I feel like I choose to have a passion to know shit. To understand shit. Some people, it's not that they stupid, some people just don't feel like they want to know anything. They don't feel like they want to understand anything.
They stuck.
And like you said, it is truly about the environment you are around.
Okay.
It truly
if
is.
If you have a smartphone,
because it could be something as small as being at a different school.
What if I might feel
something totally different than I do at a different school, only because it's the people that I'm around. And I know that I take the extra step to understand, to learn, to look up shit, to look at the fucking thesaurus and look at different words because I truly want to know. But you have people that don't
you for that.
Care to know.
Bars.
I salute truly. You for that. But what I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to allow my son to do, is rest on his laurels. And what I'm saying is you have more opportunities right now.
Wait. What did you just say? I'm not going to allow my son. That means you're somebody in his life that's guiding him. You get what I'm saying?
Here we go.
I'm just trying to tell you, like you can sit up here and just point the finger and just say people stupid, but that's where racism comes from.
Hold up.
It's happening.
He's attacking me right now, and let me get this out.
Go ahead.
I'm not attacking people for being stupid. What I'm saying is you don't have to be stupid. So what I'm saying is we just elected, and I'm going to have to say we, if we want to be in America, a motherfucker that's not qualified to be president. Because a lot of people that didn't even care that he said nothing went for him because he talked about one thing. Your skin color. I'm going to bring your skin color back. I'm going to make your skin color number one in America again. That's the code word. The code word is you and I, everybody in this room in the Brick Cave is not white. And hold on. Let me finish this. Mm-hmm. See, when you play on that one common denominator, Make America great means I'm going to make white number one because white hasn't felt number one in a long time. And it goes about everything in life. They don't feel number one at the workplace. They don't feel number one on TV. They don't feel number one in the music. They don't feel number one around the world. They want it to be white is right. White is number one, which means what Plus was saying when he walked into Hooters, every white dude in there felt like, I am back. I mean something. Yeah. This country is mine. And all the rest of y'all, get behind me. I'm the front of the line. So we go to Disney World right now, and the line is 1,000 feet. All white people feel, I can cut that line because I'm white. Move your ass back, darky, because I'm back in command. That's what Donald Trump ran on. And that's what stupid people don't get. You voted against your own interests. Because what the president does is set policies. Now that you have the Congress and you have the Senate, you can now go in there and repeal health care. You know who needs health care? It ain't me. I got a job. I work for a big company. They give me health care. You know who's going to lose the health care? Them same people in West Virginia, Alabama, Arkansas, rural Missouri that got 1,500 kids like the rest of us talking that dumb shit that need health care. Gone, dumbass.
This campaign was about the big issues. People said this campaign wasn't about the issues, about slinging mud. At the heart of it, the people were about the issues. The campaigners, the two candidates, weren't talking about the issues as much, but the people that stood up and voted were about the issues. If you want to break it down, it's like you said, very rudimentary and retarded level, they were talking like, yo, Hillary's going to take away my guns, and Trump is going to bring us back. Hillary said nothing because about taking away guns. Hillary said nothing about taking away guns.
First of all, everybody, please, this is where I get frustrated, okay? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump just can't take away an amendment, okay? You cannot take something that's in the Constitution. You just can't take it away. The president does not have infinite fucking powers. They can walk in there and just dictate policy. That's why there's two branches of government.
But the type of guns.
Oh, my God.
We want my high-powered guns in the house. Why want to take away the high-powered guns?
Once again, everything has to be legislated. Everything has to be voted upon. You cannot just go on. See, even talking about taking away the Affordable Care Act, there's an article out right now that says Donald Trump can't go in and take away Affordable Care Act because it has to be legislated. There are 20 plus million people that have signed up for it. You just can't wipe it away.
Yeah, right.
It's another false promise that can take years to be legislated for it to even go away. And you just can't take it away. You would have to modify. Another lie exactly. That you dumb fucks fell for.
But this is the thing. You said millennials or whatever are kind of the main people you're concerned about. You have to remember, these are the people that have never went through anything. So they don't have any type of emotional attachment to none of this shit. So it's not that they stupid. It's just that they don't fucking get it. They don't have any sympathy for it. They're just like going through some shit. Yeah, I understand your mama passed or whatever like that. But they don't truly feel that because they haven't fucking went through
it. All I'm saying is, you have a smartphone. That's why it's called a smartphone. That motherfucker could tell you anything.
Exactly.
They can tell you the distance between Earth and Mars.
And that's for the intellectuals. That's for people who understand what it's used for. But you're talking to people that grew up into some shit.
What is the distance?
They don't know that this motherfucker can actually tell you anything. They using it for every other aspect because they literally have grew up on it.
Hey, look. Let me switch gears real quick.
It's different.
Because we can go all day on who's stupid or not. Because
you look at it a different way.
We can go all day on who's stupid or not. But let's talk about... Let's talk about this. What I'm trying to get you to understand. It's not a white or black thing because
it's not.
Explain a black Republican to me. Explain the a part of the country that said I'm a Republican and I'm voting for Trump and I'm right.
One reason only. Taxes, because they know one thing that he's going to do. He's going to keep the tax code in favor of people that are rich. Rich people are going to have a great tax season with a president as Donald Trump. Here's what I'm going to say, something that I learned tonight on the TNT broadcast before the Bulls, just so people can know what we're talking about. The Bulls
in the Heat.
In the Heat game.
I think I'm going to get me a D-Wade jersey. Okay, go ahead.
because they let everybody go around the room from Shaq to Ernie to Kenny down to Shaq. And they all pretty much said they didn't vote for Trump, right? Mm-hmm. But I was shocked to hear Charles Barkley not say he voted for Trump. Because the one thing that Charles has always said, once you become rich, there's certain things that a rich man can do. But when you get a person that where they're going to give the tax code as favorable to the rich, because the bottom line is what Hillary was talking about and Barack Obama was talking about trickle-down economics is if you don't tax the rich fairly, all you're doing is giving them more money, the money they don't need, right?
Right. It's classism.
Donald Trump is going to take care of rich people. So when you say some black Republicans, they know one thing about Donald Trump. They don't have to like Donald Trump, but when it comes at the end of the year, it's going to be a windfall. And once again, what Donald Trump is talking about is hurting the middle class. And the middle class is what we need in America to keep us moving.
And that's the two different philosophies.
And that's the white working class that showed up to vote for Trump.
Dummies.
But okay, so when we're talking about the working class, right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the rich. Okay, some people think if you're rich, that's who's leading the country. That's who's going to take us to the next level. Mm-hmm. They don't think the middle class can they're not the leaders. They're not the people that's going to take us to the next level. So they said, why not give the rich people the tax breaks so they can make the moves that they need to make in this country so we won't have to take these jobs overseas. So basically, hand in hand, they said, if that works, everybody gets jobs on down. You get what I'm saying? But the problem is, these rich, they crooked.
Look.
It used to be what it is now.
Let's take this point. Real talk. All no bullshit aside, right? Donald Trump's biggest thing is that he's talking about he's a businessman.
Right.
Right? And you can Google this. Once again, you got a smartphone. Google it on your own. Donald Trump, like any other businessman, doesn't even build his products in America because they get favorable deals to get stuff made in China, India, and stuff like that, yeah. Right?
Right, of course.
The guy that you elected that talked about, me and Plus talked about it, bringing the jobs back, mm-hmm. ain't even employing your ass now. When he could be employing your ass now, right? Mm-hmm. He is a smart dude. He played on your emotions to get elected, but still as a businessman, he's not going to fuck himself. So at the end of the day, this is where education comes in, which is real simple because you got a smartphone. You ain't even got to go to the library. The library's in your pocket.
Right.
Right? It's to find out that the guy that you elected, look at his own business model and where is all his shit being made? China, India. He ain't worried about you because he could make it here in America. But you know what? The laws aren't favorable for businesses in America. You think he's going to change that? I don't think so. Because these other countries is begging for the work. Because they're basically saying this, it's almost damn near slave labor So here's what I'm saying. If an American worker wants $13 to make a tie, but I can go get the same tie made for 13 cents, where that businessman go?
So
answer the question.
So we're saying Trump basically, this is the philosophy. Trump got over on America.
Why not
make him president so he can help us get over on America?
He's not going to get you over.
That's what I'm saying.
Did Trump shut down all his hotels?
No, what they're doing is they're changing the names.
They're changing the names because the
rates are going down. Because it's nobody wants to stay there. I mean, the occupancy rate is going down.
No, so did he change it? Did he close his businesses down? No.
He didn't close them down.
So what I said was it's the same thing. That he still has to have stuff in his hotel. It comes down to this. An American worker wants to get paid his worth. White, black, Latino, doesn't matter. So if you ask him for $13 an hour to make the same tie, but I can outsource it to China and pay 13 cents on my dollar, where's that business going to get the tie made? Because when it hits Walmart or Target, you ain't looking at the back of the fucking tie to see what's made. You're looking at how much this tie costs.
Well, that's part of the problem right there. Walmart and Target. Like, come on. That's part of the problem right there.
Fuck Stan Crump.
Just
because? No, because his wife has a stake in the Walmart.
Of course,
that's why he said that. And we're in St. Louis, and he took the Rams up out of St. Louis. Him and Mr. Jones.
A lot of big ass shoppers.
Mr. Jones, yeah.
Another shot at effing.
Definitely.
So let me switch this conversation real quick. If you're in Hillary's shoes, what are you feeling at this point? You get what I'm saying?
Plus?
Because you didn't took some L's.
Oh, yeah.
Is it over? Is it over?
Oh, it's done.
Does Hillary lack the clutch gene?
Is the Clinton's over?
Does Hillary lack the clutch gene?
I'm just saying. We got to rely on Chelsea? The Clinton's over? I think the 13th solidified and killed the Clintons.
I think Hillary lacks the clutch gene.
I think she still wants to make a change because she know people really fucking voted for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think if anything, I feel like.
But where at though?
If anything, I feel feeling like. Let me try to push this shit. See how they talking about. Oh, anybody else is talking to you when I'm talking to you? I'm fucking want to say shit. I'm done. I'm quit.
Calm your ass down.
So. You saying that you basically think she feel like she got a chance to do something.
I think she feels like this is motivation for her because she know that people voted for her.
She's motivation,
done.
Though?
She's done.
I mean, come on, dog. That's like 12 years of losing.
Can I say something, though?
Maybe 16. Like, come on.
I didn't say she wasn't disappointed.
Can I be real with you?
She's about ready to cuss this dude out.
Ronald Reagan took a lot of L's trying to get to that Republican nominee. He took a lot of L's in primaries, and he waited and he lost and he waited and he lost until he finally got it and became president. But I will say this, no disrespect to Ms. Poole, and I respect you, but Hillary's done. Hillary cannot wait another 4 years to come back because black people are dejected right now. Millennials are dejected right now. Gays are dejected right now. It has to be a new, fresh face, fresh voice to bring everybody back into the electorate to get galvanized. So I will say this about Hillary. Hillary knows that whatever happened, and she's probably asking, did the Russians have something to do with this shit? Because it didn't make any sense. Every poll
FBI
had her
though.
Every poll
the
had
week
her
before?
No. The day of the election, she was up by 6 points.
Yeah.
She was supposed to win by 3.
Well, these things on this polls don't know shit.
Well, that's what
he's right.
Here's the thing about the polls. And I said this before it even went down. I said, yo, honestly, there's a lot of people who voted for Trump. A lot of white people who voted for Trump. Who are not going to tell you they voted for Trump.
A lot of black people voted for Trump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Vicky. We ain't even talking about
Trump. I don't know the names.
Brit K.
That's Karen. What I'm saying. People can pick up a phone with these New York Times polls that you know they say like
60%. John Doe.
60% of people, see?
John
Doe.
I don't even know who he's talking about. 60% of people found Donald Trump unfavorable. So 20% of those people voted for him.
Sue did not vote for Trump.
I don't even know who he's talking. These are random names. 60% of people found him unfavorable. Okay? So that means I could tell you on the phone one thing and go in that booth and tell you whatever. Dave Chappelle said on Killing Them Softly a long time ago. You can fuck my wife, man. Just don't ask me who I'm voting for, man. That's safe.
He said you can smash my wife, but don't invite
me. Don't ask me who I'm voting for, man. You know what I mean? Wow. So that's the thing, man. It was, of course, it was a silent majority, and they rose up. So
I don't like what ifs.
Hell
but
fuck yeah.
Do you think Bernie would have had a better chance?
No.
No, I think it would have been worse.
Bernie would have won that shit.
No. Bernie and Trump are both populists. They both rode that populist wave. Bernie fell off.
Security.
Bernie had them damn pictures of him
off.
And them
damn,
fucking.
I'm not a butler.
This pictures was, of him and what? Was, I mean, I don't get it.
He was in the Martin Luther King Million Man March.
I'm going to say this. If they wouldn't vote for a woman, they're not voting for a Jew. It just was not going
to
happen.
God, you said it and I don't want to. That's true. I can't.
You might as well say you didn't fucked up. You had noises going all goddamn night.
So is Mr. Dukes a hazard or nothing?
No, it's not that. I just think like.
I mean, it is
look,
it is.
Me and Plus talked about this earlier. Cory Booker is not the answer. And I'm going to say you why. If you lost in the South, in the Midwest, in so-called rural areas, you can't bring a black guy from Jersey. He's not gonna get you out. The Democrat or the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, and our independent, I don't care really care what party it is. It ain't gonna be the Republican Party. You gotta find somebody that can talk to them. because Hillary Clinton was overqualified to be president. She really was. She was overqualified to be president. Like, literally, you should have voted her president and sleep well at night. She knows everything there is to know about the office. She, her husband was a but former president. She worked
for the Republicans knew what to do. They said she crooked. So the thing is, like, you got to understand.
Crooked on what? She hasn't been convicted of shit.
I'm just, what? Hey,
she hasn't been convicted of nothing.
Come on. They treat her like she had an F on her record.
Come on, dog. Come on.
But she hasn't been convicted of nothing. Accused. Donald Trump is still accused of sexual assault on women, but they call that locker room talk.
But
she was accused.
Mr. White.
Let me ask you this question. The biggest scandal on Hillary Clinton was emails. Email. Not taking money. Not fucking a tranny with Bill in the leaking fucking bedroom. Fucking emails. Most dumbest shit
I know, but if you're a businessman and you understand marketing, that's what you're going to target. It's the art of war, dog. Like, come on. I'm going to blow them emails up to be the worst thing in America. Like, you never know what she could be hiding in those emails.
And GOP has been spreading fear for years.
No, he didn't.
So I'm gonna spell out how I'm going to destroy
the
world.
Okay, so I have a question. Now that this is what it is.
Point one.
What is it? What's next? What is for everybody to do? What I got is everybody to say to
pay attention, hold people accountable.
No, but you know what? let me just say this, and this I mean, mark this date. I don't think the Obamas are done. Let me tell you something. He set up the Brother's Keeper. The Brother's Keeper is big in a whole lot of inner cities. I don't think he's done, dog. I think he threw some chips to the side.
Go ahead, Dara. That's just my son, Cole. Keep going.
Yeah, so we going to chill out on everything else. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're done. I mean, Michelle didn't do all of what she did. I don't think they finna go in Texas and retire. I don't think they going to Chicago to retire. I think they still got work to do, and they still doing it. They just doing it from another standpoint. And everybody who says Obama didn't help out the black people, quote unquote.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, you finna see something now. In my opinion, I think it is.
Yeah,
for
sure. I mean, you said
because now he can speak his mind.
You got time.
Whether he did it or not, then he's gone. It's like this was set up to fucking do it now.
Done.
You said what's next? I think that if you like me, and this is me speaking for myself, it is really to help figure out who's next. And what I mean by that is, I'm never gonna accept Donald Trump as president. No, listen to what I'm saying. But Trump's not my president. Never will be. I'm not walking that path. Fuck him. What I really want to do is figure out how we can figure out who the next person is in 4 years that really has a chance of beating him. And that can galvanize the millennials, African Americans, Latinos, whites, gays, to really come out and vote this dude out of office and make it a one-term presidency. So what I'm saying is I'm not checked out. I'm fully checked in. I'm not supporting this guy. What I'm basically saying is, I don't know who that person is. So what she said was, what's next? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for who can we figure out to be that person that really understands it, to get to where we got to get to. Because I'm going to tell you this real talk. If this guy goes in there and repeals a lot of things, not just from healthcare, Roe versus Wade, fuck students on their student loans. Fuck me on my Social Security because I'm an old motherfucker. You damn right. I ain't trying to go back to 88 or 77.
What if he's a changed man?
Change is bullshit.
Let me break something down to you.
That's all I'm saying. My next is who's up next and who really got a chance.
No, because they made you take your eye off the prize. Let me break something down to you right now. The thing is, you can't look at who's next. That's what they want you to do. Who's going to come save us? Nobody's coming to save us. We are. We here to save ourselves. You get what I'm saying? And so it's got us, like I've been saying this for a long time, and I've even started an organization about it. Shameless plug, but usweare.org is coming soon. But the thing is, we got to start in our own neighborhoods. We got to stop going to them for help and them? To rescue yeah. the government.
Yeah. I didn't
because
say
you said who's going to be next.
I said defeat.
The president of the United States don't matter to the struggle that we have going on right now. That's the end goal. That's the end goal. We have to. You can't start from the top and work your way down. You gotta work your way down and work your way up.
Some fire under everybody's ass. Like I don't even look at it as a bad thing. I honestly I don't look at it as a good thing. Like oh, he should be president, but I look at it as a good thing. For our people to fucking get it together. Because
sometimes you gotta get stolen.
You gotta get scared. You misunderstood.
Sometimes you gotta get stolen, dog.
I'm not talking about I need a savior to save me. What I'm basically saying is I'm engaged to make sure we do what we gotta do. And in the next 4 years, we do have to bring somebody up
there
to take
him out.
And in the next 4 years,
hopefully it's a big ass.
So I'm agreeing with what you're saying, brother. Don't come at my
neck, dog. This is the thing, though. I feel everybody
too much effort flowing.
But this is the thing, though. What Thurl is saying is right. Our whole legacy in this motherfucker is surviving and thriving in spite of, right?
Thank you.
Surviving and thriving in spite of. That's our whole legacy in this motherfucker. So what we have to do is what I'm starting to see in the city is a little bit. I'm seeing Bruce Franks Jr., a dude who was a rapper, who wasn't a career politician, a young dude, become an alderman.
He still got bars. I'm just saying.
Hey.
I like Killer Mike. I think we should get behind. We should really sit down with a Killer Mike and say he need to run for something.
As we're seeing, even with the man in office, unorthodox. So I think, like you said, this happening is going to galvanize people, going to wake people up and say, you know what? All right, I'm going to do my part. And this is not becoming, you know, going from 0 to 100 and putting yourself in something you can't handle. We'll just start with doing something you like to fucking do and be a part of something you like to be.
Let's start with getting to know your neighbor. Let's start with getting
my
to know
don't
people.
Know me.
No, I'm just saying, I'm talking about neighborhood people, dog. I'm talking about neighborhood people. I'm talking about let's start with a block unit.
Yeah.
Let's start with, like, I'm trying to say let's start from the ground up because the reason why I don't like people to call people stupid. It's like, let's go back to kids in grade school. How can I learn if my stomach growling all day? How can I learn if I'm trying to get my next meal? That's the reason why they going out. They have no other way, and they're not as smart.
He said it himself. He said, how can I teach any fucking body or my son anything if it's constantly you trying and shit don't fucking happen?
I didn't say, look, they said.
It don't happen overnight.
Well, first of all.
It's not going to happen overnight.
First of all, everything since Tuesday night has been they use the word uneducated whites.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I didn't come up with the word stupid. I'm going by off of what they said, how he got elected. People voted against their self-interest. One thing I do, Sir Thurl, is follow politics. I watch a lot of things that show you how politics works. And the number one thing how politicians get elected is you get people to vote against their self-interest. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump was a master at it. If you really study his entire campaign, he got people to be electrified to vote against his self-interest. And so that comes back to what they said, uneducated whites. That's not my fault. Uneducated doesn't mean you have to have a college degree or even a high school diploma. That means you haven't gotten yourself enough enlightenment. And here's what I'm going with. If you look at a lot of footage, and you can find it anywhere on the web, of people that went to Donald Trump rallies, they literally were stupid. To even one guy talking about President Obama not being on the ball in the White House on 9/11. Actual 9/11. Who was the president?
George W. Bush.
I mean, this guy thought Obama has been in office for almost 20 years.
Just like the
That's stupid.
I mean, that's like the dude saying if Trump get elected, he's moving out of St. Louis into Missouri. Come on, dog. Well, like,
mean,
come on, like,
let's,
I mean, like, come on, dog.
I truly don't fucking understand.
Like, yeah, we know.
We got a lot of goofy people.
We know what stupid is.
Good word. We're not going to say stupid. We're going to say goofy. Thank A+ for that. Hashtag goofy.
Hashtag imbecile.
I'm not going to front. I looked into moving to St. Kitts.
It's clean water over there. Don't run on dirty water.
But
he laughs all day.
As soon as you want some rights. They got single right back up here. Come on, bro. Come on, like it don't change no matter where you go, man.
Damn,
like black people.
It's just it's just time people.
You're going
like
through the same.
Feel like you at a stature. if you feel like you're at a stature where you could be a mentor or any type of help to your community, I just feel like you should do that. And like you say, you doing you. I'm shameless plug. It ain't
go ahead.
I honestly want to mentor teen girls. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working on some shit where I want to do workshops for young girls.
I can help you with that.
Because you know what I'm saying? It's just all about fucking trying to teach. If you honestly think it's a problem and you think it's for anybody under you, period, age range, second, 2 years, 3 years, it doesn't matter. I just feel like you should be a mentor.
Now is the time where we gotta step outside of our homes. And we was on the ball. We knew that. We start getting that. We start getting that message. The message was coming, like, you know what I'm saying? But the election just threw people off because now people feel like, let me tell you about this country. Change never started from the top. It always started from the bottom.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, dog, this country didn't change because it wanted to. It changed because it was forced to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's so. Man,
you
so
have motherfuckers waking up.
Okay, so back to
up,
your point.
Ready to work. Ready
back
to get
to
it
your
together.
Point. All I was simply saying was, who's next in 4 years? It's not about looking for the government to save us. You have to have somebody to inspire you. Dr. King inspired you. Malcolm X inspired you. Huey Newton inspired you. Jesse Jackson at a point inspired you. Barack Obama inspired you. You know what I'm saying? You could even say Lil Wayne, T.I., Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac, Run DMC, whatever, Tribe Called Quest inspired you. Kendrick Lamar inspired you. Mm-hmm. Right now, you have to find somebody to inspire you because you and I, Thurl, are at a different level in our lives. But I'm saying the Miss Pooh generation has checked out. They've been checking out and they're checking out and they check. So they have to find somebody to inspire.
Can I say something?
But just see, like I said earlier, you didn't get here by yourself. So just like you're moving forward, you have to reach back and grab somebody along the way, whether it's on your job or in the barbershop or somewhere. You have to give somebody an opportunity because somebody gave you an opportunity. That's all I'm trying to say is, like, we're not done. Like, don't just think because I'm successful, it's over with. Like, I still got to reach back. I still got a responsibility to reach back and grab somebody. I'm not saying go save the neighborhood because the neighborhood ain't finna get saved. Somebody might rob you in the process. Exactly. Nah, they will rob you in the process.
So,
you know what I'm saying? But
we not talking the same thing.
Just don't give a fuck.
Are you and I talking something completely different? Because I think we're talking the same thing.
No, I mean, I feel like we pretty much on the same page. Our language is different.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's just, honestly, truly, I was going to say that. Literally, I was going to say that. Like,
because some people might not get it your way.
I think you and I are saying the same thing. I think, but you still got to have somebody at the top of the card. It's always one person to
But you don't know. But you don't know who is at the top of the card for each person. This fucking little boy here Sir Thurl could be at the top of his card. Then you got him and Obama could be his. You don't know who is at the top of the card for anybody. So that's why
it could be your uncle. Quit looking for the president. Like,
it could
be
anybody. So what I'm saying is, as an adult, as an elder, you know what I'm saying? And even as a young elder for me, I feel like I'm responsible to help people that just might not fucking
It could
know.
Be big homie Troy down the street. It could be anybody. Like,
because the way that the world is, if we talking about that, these kids are looking up to rappers and they are looking up to their local fucking people that are
always saying
looking
is,
big and looking like they're doing it big.
Always saying it. Correct me if I'm wrong. All we all are saying is the same thing, is that it takes a village
to raise a child.
I'm saying.
But not only that.
I'm not saying that.
But we all say giving back, getting more involved. Everybody with a different eye. It's like, that's how you make change. But at the end of the day, in four years, there's going to be another presidential election. And the Democrats, the Independents, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party is going to roll somebody out there. And if you don't have anybody that's galvanizing everybody, he's going to get another 4 years. And I'm going to say right now, but right now what we don't know is how we will be in 4 years. So right now, that's the pause button, because we may feel differently in 4 years. Even I may change my mind in 4 years. I don't know. How I feel today, fuck that motherfucker. But in 4 years, it could be like, well, you know what? Yeah. He didn't really fuck up shit. I don't know.
But that don't change what you do for anything that you do for yourself and for your community. I just feel like...
But I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking about get his ass out.
Listen, nobody's going to forget this bad taste in your mouth for a long time. I think
it's a gut check. It's called exactly. A gut check.
And America voted with their gut, as we've seen on the
It don't change you as a person.
The thing is this. Like you said, man, it starts from the bottom, man. And we got caught up in the last 8 years of having a beautiful 8 years with a great figurehead that we've never seen before. So that was...
We was mesmerized.
Exactly.
Wow. Because we are magic.
Wow. It was a dream state for some. And some people who are 19, 20, 21, this is all they know. They don't know Clinton or Bush years. They don't know Obama. So what people need to do is once again get refocused and figure out what the fuck it is they need to do to get in the game.
Did you beat something out today though?
What?
That the troll said, think about this shit. This motherfucker said, Obama's a good man. Never met him before.
Right.
That's code word. So you've been viciously attacking a person. Talk about they not from America. They fucked up. And then you had the mitigated gall when you finally sit face to face, go, he's a good guy.
That's politics, bro.
That's politics. That's what we call bullshit.
Also known as politics.
Bullshit. But you in a situation bullshit. And you want to rub a motherfucker back just to make them feel good, or you want to influence somebody, that's just how she goes.
All I'm saying is this. If you met Barack Obama 5 years ago and said, yo, I don't feel him, and you went at him, but to sit here and say, I never met him. Me and him never had a conversation. And he's a one good
time. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's smart enough to see the fourth wall being broken down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should be able to see everything he said to you the past 15 months and before that. You should be able to see if when he says good things from now on, you should be able to see right
okay,
there.
Okay, so to the base you that should. Voted the man in, you should be looking at yourself in the mirror and figure out, so what was real and what was not, Don? Because you visual, you destroyed
switch
this
your
man.
Perspective.
You destroyed
start
this man.
Shit.
No.
But
you
that's
destroyed
what they, that's
this
what
man.
They do
destroyed.
In politics.
No. You destroyed this man. You told us he was the worst person on the planet. You turned around today and said he's a good man
because now he won.
Think about that. Folks.
He's got to be presidential.
You're missing the my point is simple. My point is simple. If you're real, you're real. If you're not, you're not.
Exactly. I just said that.
But no, because you can't say that. Because
we would love that. We would fucking love that. But people are not like that. Because
when you go to work and Vicky approach your ass, you can be real all day. Or you can get fired. Like, come on now. You can get fired.
That's what I'm saying. It would be
like,
lovely
thing,
if shit was like that. But it ain't
this,
like that.
Vicky's Vicky. That's my point, homie. All I'm saying. Be who you are. At all times.
But you ain't I don't
you
think we're one
limited,
way.
But you have a limited
I don't think we're one way.
Lie, this is from experience. You have a limited amount of people that's going to really have the confidence to fucking be real. But
all
then
I'm
you got that whole motherfucking
all I'm
okay,
saying
and
is
then you got that whole
the guy that won the election that talked so much racist vile shit. Then said today, he didn't have to use those words. That's my point. What he could have said, President Obama and I had a respectful meeting and we move on. Because the way you would see it is, Don, you talk so much shit about this man. You talk so much bad shit about this man. This man should have wanted to take you in the Rose Garden
that's
and beat your ass. But you came out and said, it was a great meeting. Not only that, hold on. One last thing. I'm also going to seek his counsel.
Look.
But he's the worst president we ever had.
I got to unify the country. That was the first step. Think about it. Before we check up out of here, let me tell you a quick story about myself. I got kids.
Mm-hmm.
I got hella kids. No, I got kids though. But I take care of all my kids. And the homies who I grew up with was like, hey man, you do a good job. I've sent two kids to school, college. Yeah. Like, they like, you do a good job. You know what I'm saying? But at no point in my life did I know it was about somebody else other than my kids. It was all about my kids. it was about my kids, and if somebody got close to my kids, I took them under my wing.
Yeah. Right.
But now I'm starting to understand you can't stay inside your house. You can't stay inside your four walls. It's got to be more than just about your kids. It's got to be more than just about your house.
Exactly.
You got to step out and make it about your neighborhood.
As just a fucking mentor in general, as the savior.
Well,
as
we
the
can't
person.
Save everybody, but
you
we can save. We can save
can
a zip code. We can start with a zip code.
The
but.
Only reason why you can't save is because some people just ain't gonna let y'all, and sometimes that's not your problem. But you just do what you can as a person and just do it.
And I just feel like it's time to step out of our homes, our comfort zone, and
yes.
start reaching out to other people and trying to sow into them. Sow
exactly.
into them. You ain't finna save everybody.
That's true.
Just sow into them, dog.
That's
you
true.
Might give them a seed that might grow 5 years down the line.
Exactly. You just never know what you're doing.
Well, look, we like to wrap this up. Brick Cave Podcast with the big dog Boogie D. Make sure you check me out, Smash Radio, with Miss Pooh, DJ Sir Thorough.
Yep.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 p.m.
Yep, Miss Pooh. All on the weekend night tip, Smash Radio.
Sir Thorough, I'm all over the world.
You
come
just
on,
DJ.
SirThorough.com. Come on. All the podcasts.
On
also, right. We do DTL Radio on DTLRadio.fm. Get the app. Check us out. So we like to wrap this up. Thank you all for checking it out. Give us some feedback at our social media, Boogie D _
Miss Pooh on air.
DJ Sir Thorough.
A_+.
All right, we're gonna take this final shot of effing for
Brick.
Brick. Yeah. Appreciate it. Shout out to our fake ass security JR.
He shook on our ass.
And you know, we'll do this again. And we put this up when A+, when is this always up?
Always on SoundCloud.com/BrickCaveCrew. Just go there.
All right, cool. All right. We out.